So we have a Parshas Shkolim, of course, this Shabbos. First of the other Parshas, just a little bit about Parshas Shkolim. The theme is very clear, of course. And there's a Gemara. We know Be'echad Be'adam Ashmin Al Shkolim. So we have a minig, goes back to the Mishnah discusses already in the Megillah, that we read Parshas Shkolim, the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Adar, or right before Rosh Chodesh Adar. And it has to do with the fact that there was a collection for the new money to collect that they would use during Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the Karbanos Tzibur. And the Kriyas HaTorah is all reminiscent of that. The Kriyas HaTorah is from Parshas Kisisa, that talks about the Shkolim in the Mishkan, but near Mazalat also the Shkolim that were brought for Karbanos. There's a famous Gemara in Megillah earlier in Daf Yud Gimel, of Rish Lakish has a statement that Haman HaRasha gave Shkolim to Achashverosh for the sake of exterminating the Jews, and the cost involved, he says, I'll assume the cost. He gave Aseres HaLafim Kikar Kesef, and says Rish Lakish, because Baruch Hu understood and knew Sha'asid Haman Lishko Shkolim Al Yisrael Fikach Hikdim Shikleim Lishkolim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had it originally planned that there'd be Shkolim that Kar Yisrael would bring to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's a way of anticipating the Shkolim of Haman, Behinu Detnan, Be'echad Ba'adam Ashmin Al Shkolim. There's so much that's been said on this. I guess the first thought, which is very much always relevant and a little bit connected to the fact that we spoke about the Bayis and the Aliyah, one being Meshuvah to the other. In other words, there's different classes in life, there's different types of people. There's the Ashir, there's the Dal. The message of Machzor Shekel, of course, is that everybody is equal. And the message of, you could say, Keneged Haman, the idea of Hashem Baruch Hu preempting Haman's giving the money to Achashverosh to sell the Jews, so to speak, and to be killed, is the idea that Haman's agenda was predicated on the idea of the Mefuzah Mefura Ben Amim, Kaisel are divided. They don't get along. And the tikkun, of course, which we see through Purim, is the union of Achdus, the Kibel HaYehudim, Lashon Yachid, Kabbalah HaTorah itself, we know, was Vayichan Sham Yisrael, and Purim is a reenacting of Kabbalah HaTorah, Kibul V'Kiblu, Mash Kibul Kfar. The idea of Mishloach Manos, Ki Yodua, is the Shomel Kabetz writes in Manos HaLevi, that it's all for the sake of being Mar Be'Avavach V'Shom Be'Reyus. Kenosis Koa Yehudim, as Esther said, the idea of Purim is to create the sense of Klal Yisrael being an Am Echad. We are one, as many as we are, and because of different paths in Avodas Hashem, and how we look at things, but we are essentially one, and that's the Koach of Machzis HaShekel, that everybody, whoever they are, wherever they're coming from, whatever walk of life, whatever derech, but somehow we are all one, and we recognize that unity, and that unity is the koach of Klal Yisrael. That's, I think, one simple idea to obviously put into the Gemara. I just want to share as well something from the Maral. Kiyadua, the Maral is always very, very profound, very deep. So this is in the Sefer Megillas Esther, called Or Chadash. And Maral quotes here in Paragimel of the Megillah, on the pasuk that Haman says Tachashverosh, Aseres Halafim Kikar Kesef, and so on, says the Maral, quoting the Gemara Megillah Yud Gimel, Goliv Yadua Nishim Hashem Olam Shekashbar. The Haman is going to be Shokil Shkolim. Therefore, Hashem is Makdim Shikrein LeShikrei Haman. The Maral explains the Shkolim came to buy Kabanos. So it says like this: Hashkolim that Klal Yisrael give Litzarach Kabanos. What are Kabanos? Kabanos are really vicarious. We offer Kabbalahs to Hashem. What it really shows is that we are Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyadua, the Ramban says in Vayikra, that person feels that what's happening to the animal is really them, but it's even beyond that. The essence of Kabbalahs are the Klal Yisrael are Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kach Nisbar become a Komos. Therefore, Nesinas Shkolim, which is what's needed in order to bring Kabbalah Sibur, is ki'ilu nasan atzmo el Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what makes us connected to Hashem. And therefore, echi nasnu lahaman. Now, again, Achashverosh said, okay, you can keep it back. But the whole idea is we can't be given over l'hashbehar l'abed. We are nimsar mel Hashem Yisbarach. Hikdim osim shkolim shal osim shkolim shal Haman asher haya nosim shkolim be'adam lemelech liknos osim. Haman ki'ilu was saying to Achashverosh, you can acquire them. They can be shaykh to you, and they will be able to be taken care of and gotten rid of. But that couldn't work. It's futile. Shekvar heim la'ashem yizbaruch gamri adei nesinas hashkolim. Nesinas hashkolim shows that we are completely shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bishvil sheyisrael hayu tachas Achashverosh, the Haman kana usam min Achashverosh, and the kinyan was for the sake of l'chalosam. So that was what Haman was thinking, that they are under, we are in control of them, and then we can create a transaction between us that they'll be shaykh to do what we want to do to them. L'kach hikdim Hashem shikreng m'shikri Haman, because what that shows is ki Yisrael heim l'hakadosh baruch hu, and therefore Haman ein yachal k'nosam. In other words, you can't buy something that's not shaykh to you. You think you're, this is a commodity that you have shaykhs to. You're not. They're shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch. This is the maral. I just want to add maybe another nekuda, le'inyan of this. He said, v'lamelech ein shovel anicha. Why do you want to now destroy them? Because they have no value. Therefore, there's no point. And that's what Esther said. He said, it's wrong. It's a wrong cheshbon. If you sell them as avad mishpachos, I would say nothing. Kinat sashom v'nezu kamelech. But nimkarnu hashmen ha'avid. Like, we don't have any value. What does shkolim mean? Shkolim says the Klal Yisrael are infinite. Now, the shkolim represents the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. In other words, every person that counts and gives malchus shekel is infinite. It's a value to every person. And notice, for hamelech ein shevel hanicham, hamelech is a remnant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by Haman saying, kiviyachol, Klal Yisrael have no value, they're worthless. But to the contrary, we are nimshul kochavim. We have infinite value. Klal Yisrael is a whole, and Klal Yisrael is individuals, and they go together. You can't separate it from the tzibur. Because of the kochad tzibur, that makes every individual infinite. We have to recognize the power of the tzibur and the power of the yachid within the tzibur. But the opposite of what Haman was saying, which was the lamelch ein shovel la'anicham, that's why we can afford to do anything we want with them. And Esther made the point saying he didn't even realize. Even with him, he should realize that we're something, sell them as slaves. But the real tikkun and the real answer, the real counter to Haman is that Klal is Machzor Shekel. Machzor Shekel says every Jew counts, and Klal Yisrael as an entity are Shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore every Yachid, the Yachid, has to recognize their value. And if we recognize their value, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu prides himself in Klal Yisrael, Pe'er Olai, Pe'er Yalav, we recognize we have a unique, unbreakable connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a tzibur and as a yachid. We have to recognize the value that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, and therefore we have a responsibility, therefore, to do what we could to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more proud of us. But it has to start by recognizing the value that we have, which is, again, the antithesis of what Haman was trying to do, was belittling Klal Yisrael, ki'ilu ein shovel la'anicham. And we know the Tikkun Machzor Shekel gives us the chashivas that we know that we have. The chance.